welcome guys to the Mac Effect. I'm so glad you guys are tuning in once again. Humbled like always, just because if you are gifting me your time, which is pretty much your life, I'm just blessed that you're willing to take a few moments, listen to what I have to say, and if it causes an effect in you, glory to God, that's the purpose of it. Welcome to today's episode, guys. Today's episode is going to be titled Secret Secrets. I wanted to make it a little bit longer. I wanted to do Secret Secrets Are No Fun Unless You Tell Everyone. But that's a little too long. I'd rather just add it here for you guys to hear. But I definitely wanted to start touching that subject. Why is it so important to talk about secrets? Well, you tell me. You tell me how secrets make you feel. Some of them are good and some of them are bad. The good ones are like the secrets where you're keeping from someone because you're trying to surprise them. Or you're trying to do something special for them. So you have to make up, you know, I don't like using the word white lies, but you have to make up certain little things, either before the week happens or the day of. You just have to find ways to go around it until the surprise happens. So those are good lies, or those are good secrets, right? But I want to talk about also the bad secrets, the secrets that, my Lord, the one secret that you're thinking of right now that you're like, if people were to find out this, what would happen? That secret. So let me quickly just ask you a quick question. Why the need to keep a secret? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Have you? What's the purpose of keeping a secret? Now, for me, I used to have secrets. And until I broke all barriers and Jackie pushed me to break all barriers of sharing everything, I ended up realizing that secrets hold you back from receiving the full blessing that God has. Why? Because you just always have to understand, if you do not give your all in a relationship or in a partnership, you're holding something back, meaning you're not going to receive all 100% back, right? So if I'm in 10%, I'm probably, my winnings from that is probably going to be somewhere around the 10%. If I go in 50%, if I go in 75, if I go in 100 and so forth, what I risk is probably what I'm going to take back. That's one of the reasons why I'm so blessed and I'm truly happy in the marriage that I'm in. Not saying that it's perfect. The Jackie that you guys know, guys, I know you guys can think like, how can you get mad at someone like that? She is perfect. Well, let me tell you, we all have issues. We all have problems. There's areas I need to work in the same way she does. But what's beautiful about it is we are in a place where we just know each other so well that, it's just beautiful to flow in that. Like, if she makes a certain expense, obviously if they're like big expenses, we discuss them, but there's been times where she like feels in her heart, I want to bless this person. And in my mind, I'm like, it's a little hard, but at the same time, the truth is I do want to bless them too. Let's do it. Or, can, like, it's happened to me, we're somewhere and she's like, can I give this person this? And I'm like, give it to them, like, do it, because I felt it too, because we're there. And there has been those moments where she says, I want to do this, I want to give this away. And I'm like, nope, I don't feel that one, not, and we can clash or whatever. But the beautiful thing is we have that trust to be able to give to one another and pretty much go from there. Coming back to the question, what's the need to lie, or what's the need to keep that secret? I'm sorry. I just find secrets and lies hand in hand. We just call a lie a secret to make us feel better, but a lie is a lie, a secret is a lie, and that's my opinion. But what's the reason to do it in the first place? Truthfully, it's a selfish reason. It's for your own benefit, for my own benefit. Because if I have this secret, it won't affect me and it won't hurt the people that will find out about it. It hides, honestly, who you are, who you really are, right? And I think that's the place where I'm telling you, me and Jackie are so happy, or at least I am. I'll let her speak for herself, but I am, because it allows me to be who I am. I am me. I told Jackie that she is the first woman that I have ever felt like I can literally be me, and she loves me for who I am, and that's an amazing feeling to be in. What's another reason why? What's the need to keep a secret? It's probably because you're scared of the consequences that are going to come when people find out, or if you were to share. Right? It's the truth. I remember I was afraid. I had a fear to discuss pornography with Jackie. Yeah. One of the episodes is going to be about porn and infidelity. And it's awkward as I'm even sharing it, because I'm like, man, many people are going to see what I'm about to say. But you know what? Vulnerability equals it's going to develop our character, and it's going to make us it's going to break the facade that people think I am. I know I'm imperfect. I know I have flaws. I know I've done things in the past that are messed up. My goal is to not repeat those things. My goal is to break away from those things. That used to bring me shame. And it kind of still does, because it's embarrassing, but it doesn't bring me shame to the point where I don't even want to speak about it. I speak about it because that is not who I am anymore. And I am so glad, so grateful with God that that is not who I am anymore. And that's all thanks to, again, Jackie pushing me uncomfortable conversations to have. But when I had those conversations, it made me feel free. My God, I can't believe this is out. I'm so glad. There's nothing else that I'm hiding from her. She knows, and we can move forward. And that's where it brings connection, because I love her just the way that she is, and she loves me just the way that I am. One thing for sure that a secret is going to lead to is it's going to lead to another secret, and then another secret, and then another secret. And before you know it, dude, you're just filled with lies. This is why it's important to get ahead of it while you can and admit what's going on. It's scary. I know. One of the reasons why I didn't want to share my secret with Jackie, secrets, but the one that I'm sharing with you guys, is because I was afraid, and this was in my first marriage, I was afraid if I share my secret, she's going to leave me, and I'm going to lose her, and I'm going to lose my kids, and I'm going to lose a lot of stuff. That was the fear. So I'd rather hold it and keep it so that this never happens. Spoiler alert, I still lost everything. We were separated for 3 years, guys. 3 years. I had to sell the vehicle that I was driving at that time to get something else. Like, there were so many drastic changes that needed to be made in my life. But why? Because I thought keeping the secret would keep us together, and it didn't do anything. Now, mind you, many things played a factor. What I was sharing with you guys before in the past, the personal growth, the episode before about not knowing how to control feelings, all these things, right, were a factor. But this secret, you know, I believe the Bible says, la paga del pecado es muerte. I don't know if I'm going to translate it correctly, but the price of sin is death. And it doesn't just necessarily mean physical death. It can mean emotional. It can mean love death. It can mean death to a relationship, a connection, and that all those pieces were adding to the separation that was about to happen. And I had no idea of any of it. All the episodes that I've shared so far, I had no idea I needed personal growth, had no idea I needed to learn how to understand my feelings. I had no idea secrets can cause this much damage. And the reason why I share that, it's going to just force you to continue making up more lies and more secrets, is because I've been there. It's, you know, it's not this and it's this, but no. And before you know it, you even start believing the lies that you are saying. Like, you really believe that is your life. And man, it's an ugly place to be in. You're not even set free. You're not who you really are. There's no way you can be free if you're holding on to something that is hiding who you really are. And coming to grasp with who you really are is okay. It's ugly at first. Like, oh man, this is really me. Like, this is who I really am. It's okay. The world is going to judge you. The Mac Effect, this show, me, will not judge you for that. And that's the beauty of this place. That's the beauty of this space, is that judgment will not happen because we are human beings. Areas that you struggle in, I can possibly be struggling in as well. Or it might not be the same thing that I'm struggling in. I'm not hiding an addiction. I don't know why I felt that in my heart to share right now. Maybe you're hiding an addiction. I don't know. But those are the things that at some point in your life, I am asking you and I am daring you, bring it out to light. Share it with someone. Share it with that in that relationship that you're in. Share it. Because when you do, you might be surprised that that person is going to be ready to fight with you as well with this. Now, give them time. It could hurt them. You might need to give them, you know, a day or two, a week, maybe a month to process the feelings that they're going through. But if you're honest and you tell them the truth in the sense of, but I love you and none of this has been fake and everything has been real, love will always win and you'll be able to get through whatever you guys are going to go through. And it's scary, I know, again, because the primary reason for a secret is because you're trying to protect yourself. You do not want to face the consequences. You do not want people to find out who you really are. But when you do it, not only do you liberate yourself, you do something tremendous to the people around you. Like, even they are not in the bondage of that lie. And being raised in a Hispanic background, my goodness, I know secrets. Now, they're not my secrets to share. That's the reason why I have never told the secrets to the person who it rightfully should belong to. Because it's not my business. It's not my business. Now, if it's my immediate family, then it can change. It could be different. I don't know. Maybe I don't even know my boundaries there, because I know some people say, ni te metas, because it's not your business. But I know things about certain family members. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys do too. Mm-hmm. About infidelities, mm-hmm. About families in secret, mm-hmm. About business things that have been lied or fraud upon. Taking advantage of certain things. Yeah, it's a lot of secrets, man. A lot of secrets. Not mine to share, but I tell you this because hopefully it can resonate with you in something and be like, man. And I know if you're probably looking at this channel or hearing me right now, you're probably already have that one secret in your mind thinking, or many, I don't know, that you're in your mind, you're like, man, that's the one I'm holding back. That's the one that I know if I say, I'm going to get in trouble. And with me, I remember a long time ago, when I first started dating Jackie, I told her, man, it's scary to be vulnerable, but I told her about everyone that I had been with, except for one person, because it was a person that at that time I wanted to keep having at least as a friend. It was an accident too. It's kind of complicated to explain. It should have never happened, but it happened. And the thing is, like, as I'm sharing it, right, you're probably thinking, oh, damn, like, have you told Jackie? Well, why do you think I'm sharing it, bro? Like, she knows everything. But God is so good. And right now that I'm actually sharing this with you guys, it's like, I want to thank God for even the people that tried to expose me with that, because they eventually pushed it to the place where it was brought up. And look at us. We're what was tried to use as a weapon to destroy and separate me and Jackie. We're still here. We're happily married. We have beautiful children together. And God willing, in another 10, 15 years, we will do our, we'll renew our vows again, and we will marry each other again and continue this. So what I thought was going to be destruction, or thought, ah, that's going to be the best for us if I just keep this, at some point it did cause friction because it was brought out to light to try to destroy us. But look at how powerful love is, and look at how powerful God is. Well, God is love, right? So that's why it survived. That's why we're still here standing. I have another question for you. Sorry for that noise if it did make a noise. Have you ever been in a room knowing that you have a secret? Like, say you're at a party, right? And you're in the room and everyone's having a good time, your partner's having a good time. And when you're in the party, the lie just kind of comes into your head. And then you just think like, man, I know this, and we're here at this party, and that person has no idea that I'm holding this lie against them or her or him. And, you know, what do we do? Or what do? You just, you're thinking about this. It's happened to me in the past. That's an ugly feeling to feel. That's like a really ugly thing to feel. Like, honestly, I remember a long time ago, because I don't keep secrets from my wife anymore, I would feel like that. And I'm sure she did too with certain stuff. And that's not a good feeling to have. The only way that feeling can be broken and you can live in an all-in full blessing of what God has is admitting it and saying, you know what, I'm gonna talk about this and I'm gonna share it, and we got to get through this one way or another. Because keeping the secret, it only starts deteriorating you. It really starts breaking who you are down. Your authenticity breaks down. Your mood changes. Like, things can like upset you really quick, and it's not anyone else's fault, it's yours, because you know. And it might not even have anything to do with the secret, but just because you know you have that secret and it makes you feel ugly, it could have been a decision of where we're going to go eat, and then it was finally made where you guys are going to go, and then you just blow off on that, say, no, I don't want to go there, and it becomes a big problem. Little do you know, it has nothing to do where you're going to go eat. It has everything to do that you're keeping that secret. Good stuff. I'm even learning right now. So it affects your mood. It affects your identity, man. Who are you? Because the truth is, it's gonna suck for a little bit. For a bit, you're going to be known as someone that you cannot trust. You're going to be known as someone that's a backstabber. I cannot believe you've kept this. And then the truth is, the longer you have kept the secret, man, the longer the healing is going to be. That's why it's almost like tell people right away, because you can save yourself and other people so much pain, so much hurt. And you save yourself, dude. You save yourself. You start finding identity, your authenticity. People start believing you. People start knowing who you are. Like, I don't know. It's just the benefits outweigh the cons, but I understand fear. I understand fear. I used to live in that area. I still do at certain degrees. Like I've shared in previous episodes, like I was afraid to start this. And I'm even seeing the development right now. In this episode, I am a little bit more fluid and comfortable. The growth. Here we go. This is what God called. It takes effort. It takes guts. It takes someone that is willing to say, I'm not going to let that lie dictate where I'm going now. Think about also when, you know, the worry that a secret causes. You know, you think in the back of your mind, like, man, if people were to find out or if it comes out. And what's even worse about a lie, about a secret, let me tell you. It's so much more hurtful when it comes from someone else than from the person that needed to tell you. Pay attention to that. It sucks so much more when they find out from someone else. They would at least expect the courtesy, and I was about to say B-A-L-L-S, takes so much to understand that they wanted it to come from you, not from someone else. Because now they're even embarrassed in front of that other person. And they're like, wait, what? And that sucks for them because they didn't deserve to go through that. From the secret that you were keeping. So I'm encouraging you and I'm asking you, if you have a secret, secrets are no fun unless you tell everyone. You do not need to tell everyone. You do not. You need to tell the people that need your respect, that need your love, that need your support. Those are the people that need to be told. If you know secrets of other people, maybe we can talk about that in another podcast, but I just don't know. And I'm being honest, I don't know if it's our place where we have to share other people's details for them. Sometimes I feel like we do. And sometimes I feel like we don't. Like sometimes I tell my wife, like, I want to say something. And she tells me it's not our place. And sometimes I still do it. And then I learned it was not my place. So it's tough, but sometimes it has worked to the benefit too. So it's hard. Every situation's different. But bottom line, hay que no hacernos. You know who you need to confess to and who you need to tell the secret and just come forward with it. You know who. And it's scary and it's hard. I get it. But that person deserves that respect. And lastly, when you do finally come through and admit the secret, you take away all power from the enemy. You take away all power from a person that can do or try to do evil from you. That's why I said earlier, I was grateful for whoever brought it up because my secret, right? Because it forced me to face it and to eventually have nothing to fear. So what was meant to harm, that person was using it to harm me, but backfired only by the grace of God. And I've done similar things myself where it's backfired on me. I'm not sitting here in a, you know, doing this channel, doing this podcast, trying to say I'm perfect. Look at how God has prevailed me. I've done stuff that have been wrong to. I am the enemy in someone's movie as well. I get it. But Jackie knows my secrets. And Jackie knows the areas that I need to get better in. And where I can improve. And all these things. But it's so beautiful to give. put that out there, because then you take away the power of the enemy trying to cause something. Because I know of someone, it's happened where someone messages my wife, I seen your husband with a woman over here. I laugh because I'm just like, what are you talking about? Like, I haven't even been with a woman. Like, what are you talking about? But I just know these are people that are just trying to cause and stir up problems. So Jackie knows, and it's uncomfortable, but Jackie knows, hey, someone told me this, you know, what's going on? And then I tell her it's my job to secure her and to let her know, no, babe, tan bien mal. I have no idea what they're talking about. I was never even there. We're here. We share locations at the end of the day too. So it's like, you know, but she just believes me and we move on rather than letting that secret be there and then it can cause a bigger problem down the line. That makes sense. I hope so. Hope it's making sense. So the goal and the objective is to have no secrets, because no secrets means that I can live in the all blessing that God has for me, not just part of it. It's not 10% of a blessing is better than zero, right? But God wants to give you 100%. He doesn't want to give you 10. He doesn't want to give you 50, 99% of the blessing. He wants to give you 100, and it only comes from total vulnerability, honesty, sincerity from you. You could be the person that starts changing that generational timeline that we think like, oh, it's just normal. My parents did it, so that's why I'm doing it, and we're just trying to protect our loved ones. Selfish. That's not how you protect your loved ones. You protect your loved ones by saying, I will die so that you guys can live. That's how you protect your loved ones. Man, that's good, guys. We're growing, huh? We're growing. Hey, guys, do me a favor. If this blesses you, share it with people, please, guys. Tell them to subscribe. Something about my wife told me, tell them to turn on their notifications. I don't know what that means, but you guys hopefully do. Hit comment, subscribe, hit the all that stuff that you guys know. I don't know, but I know when we keep sharing it, God's going to glorify his way one way or another. Before you guys ask, I am not sponsored by Nike, but I love it so much. I would appreciate it if you guys can tag them, because if we could get sponsored by them and I could be getting some free gear from them, I would really appreciate it, because I love their stuff like tremendously. I actually got this shirt the other day at the mall. It was with Christmas money, but there's a bunch of nopales because I'm representing Zacatecas. So that's why it was right there. So anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I hope you guys took something away there that is a nugget for you to just continue learning and growing. And we got more to go, guys. We got way more growth to go. I am excited for what's to come these next episodes. I am already planning the guests that are going to be coming in for season 2. I am so excited because we're going to talk real good stuff, guys. Anyways, God bless you guys. I love you. Thank you for tuning in to the Mac Effect. See you guys next time. Peace.